On behalf of my government, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Human Rights Council and the UPR TRICA members for giving me the opportunity to make this statement on the occasion of my country's second UPR cycle review. My government also takes this exercise as a friendly review of a member's efforts in protecting and promoting the human rights of its citizens and other residents. Being committed to implementing the previous accepted 203 recommendations, my government in 2019 presented to the UPR branch of the Human Rights Council an interim report outlining achievements in the implementation of the accepted recommendations. At this second cycle, my government would like to highlight the progress made in the implementation of the accepted recommendations, which include incorporation of the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan, in brackets RXS 2018, into the Transitional Constitution 2011, amendment of the National Security Service Act 2014, National Police Service Act 2009, Sudan People's Liberation Army Act 2009, National Prison Service Act 2011, among others, the Political Parties Act 2012. To promote and protect women and child rights, the government, with support from the development partners, developed a national action plan, established a juvenile and gender-based violence court, mobile courts, and enhanced performances of the court martials throughout the country. These accountability mechanisms have achieved a meaningful improvement in the reduction of human rights challenges, especially in Juba, Malakal, and Wau. The government is currently working with the development partners such as UNDP and UNMISS to extend these mechanisms to the other parts of the country. On accession to regional and international instruments, the government has acceded to the International Convention on the Rights of the Child, International Convention on Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, among others, the African Charter on the Rights of the Child. My government would also like to state that other core conventions are under final review and possible ratification. On the implementation of the RRCs 2018, the government and IGAD are at the final stages of starting judicial reforms. On implementation of Chapter 5, that is transitional justice, and Chapter 6, which is the constitutional making process, my government has made meaningful progress by establishing a technical committee to conduct national consultation for the establishment of the Commission for Truth, Reconciliation and Healing, which is already at final stages of its work and has drafted a Constitutional Making Process Bill 2021, which is currently before the Transitional National Legislative Assembly for enactment. Your Excellency, Vice President of the Human Rights Council, Excellencies, members of the TRICA of the UPR Working Group, Excellencies, members of the Human Rights Council, ladies and gentlemen, based on the foregoing, I would like to state that my government appreciates your guidance through recommendations. However, I would want to appeal to you and directly to the member countries making the recommendations to match their words with the necessary technical assistance and capacity building, especially to the rule of law institutions. Thank you.